Grocery workers at QFC, Albertsons, Safeway, and Fred Meyer have been in contract negotiations with their employers since March. They want more health care coverage, better pay, and higher wages. After months of failing to reach an agreement, the United Food Commercial Workers Local 21 is ready to vote on a strike. Earlier today, we spoke to Scott Powers. He's spokesperson for the grocery stores, and he says the strike authorization vote is a distraction.
Nothing magic happens because of this vote. It doesn't solve any of the issues. We've been meeting for months, and we've been working through them. We just need to get back to the bargaining table. Neither side has given their kind of last final position. So both sides have room to budge. Both sides are still negotiating, and we just need to continue that process.
And he added that he thinks a strike is unlikely.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a strike. I think we're going to do what we always do, and that is work in good faith at the bargaining table, work through the issues, and come up with an agreement that maybe isn't everything that my side wants, isn't everything that the union side would like, but is a fair compromise to both parties.
That's Scott Powers. He represents QFC, Albertsons, Safeway, and Fred Meyer at the bargaining table for these contract talks. Joining us now is Tim Geiger. He's communications director at United Food Commercial Workers Local 21. Tim Geiger, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be here. It's Tom, but thank you.
All right. Well, so why? Sorry about that, Tom. Why are you recommending a strike?
Well, the union member bargaining team, so these are folks that that work for a living and at these grocery stores, and they've been at negotiation tables with Mr. Powers and others now since March. And what they're proposing is to take away their health care coverage. They're proposing that they have essentially no wage increase for 3 years. They're proposing to cut their pay when they work on holidays and away from their families. So I'm not sure what he's referring to by continuing to negotiate. Basically, we've made no real progress for months. The people at these meetings have been really feeling that this is a disrespectful proposal from their employers, and that's why they're showing up in large numbers. And so far, I've heard a lot of anger about these proposals, and I'm seeing a lot of people so far. Looking like they're voting for a strike authorization.
Tom Geiger is communications director at the United Food Commercial Workers Local 21, which is thinking about going on strike. Are the contracts for all of these stores, QFC, Albertsons, Safeway, Fred Meyer, the same? Are they all equally bad from your perspective?
Well, we bargain collectively together, three unions, UFCW 21 and 367, which is down in Pierce County area, and Teamsters up in Snohomish County, with all of these employers together. So they're essentially the same proposals, yes.
And what's the status of the negotiations right now?
Well, we had, again, we've been at the table since March, over a dozen meetings, and worse than 2010, when there was a strike authorization vote called and passed by 94% back then. Unfortunately, what we've seen is, despite 3 days of back-to-back negotiations just this past week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, really no progress. So workers are feeling, hey, we've been at this for months with no real progress. The time has come to let these employers know what workers think about it, and so far workers are lining up and saying no.
If a strike is authorized, what happens? Are all these workers going to be going on strike, and what's going to happen from the shopper's perspective at QFC, Albertsons, Safeway, and Fred Meyer?
Well, first things first, so this week through Wednesday night are vote meetings throughout the greater Puget Sound. And then on Thursday morning, first thing, we'll know the results. And then after that, before a strike could take place, there would be a 72-hour notice to the employers. The exact timing, location, employer, all that would be something that would be a tactical decision that would be decided a little later.
Has there been a big turnout by workers to make this vote?
Yeah, there was a big turnout over here in Bellevue this morning, in Seattle this morning. Those locations have meetings again tonight at the Seattle Center and the Bellevue Hilton. And then tomorrow we have votes taking place in the morning and evening up in Linwood and out in Bremerton. And yesterday we had a packed house down in SeaTac. Thankfully, our meetings happened both before and after the Seahawks game, so people didn't have to miss the game.
And are you tallying the vote yet? Can you give us any sense of how people are voting?
No, the way that the votes work, these are secret ballots. So people come, they hear the details of what these proposals are. It's many, many pages to go through. And then they cast their ballot. Those ballot boxes are sealed at the end of each meeting, and then we'll unseal those after the last vote meeting happens on Wednesday evening, and we'll count the ballots then.
Tom Geiger, thanks so much for taking the time.
Take care. Thanks for having us.
Tom Geiger is Communications Director at United Food Commercial Workers Local 21.